Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's April, and we're checking in with Alina Lemieux with Stratford Public Library with our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Birth Pride. Good morning, Alina.
Good morning, Jamie.
Well, we have got a brand new month, and of course, we've got another brand new selection for our Queer Book of the Month. What have you chosen for us this month, Alina?
Well, for today, we've got a book called Brought Up Sea by Christina Cook.
Okay, I like the title of this, Brought Up Sea.
Yeah, so this is a Jamaican word for upbringing or good manners. And this short coming-of-age novel is one that explores the complexities of family, home, identity, and grief.
Okay, and I'm sure you've got a review for us, so take it away.
Yeah. So 20-year-old Akua's kid brother Bryson has recently died from sickle cell disease in Vancouver. It's the same disease that claimed their mother's life 10 years earlier in their homeland of Jamaica. So grieving her brother and a breakup with her girlfriend, Akua buys a one-way ticket to Jamaica to reconnect with her estranged older sister, Tamika. Cook's immersive writing style really transports the reader to Kingston, Jamaica, as the sisters visit numerous haunts from their childhoods and spread Bryson's ashes, which is much to Tamika's horror. Tension really runs throughout Brought Up Sea. It's often conveyed by what the characters don't say out loud. Akua feels pulled between cultures and countries, and she craves connection with a sister she doesn't really understand or agree with. After a decade apart, Akua is still baffled and hurt by Tamika's decision to return to Jamaica at 16, leaving the rest of the family to start a new life in Texas and then Vancouver. Tamika is very religious and denounces Akua's lesbian lifestyle. And while Akua is defiant about her sexuality, even striking up a steamy relationship with a stripper named Jada, she comes face-to-face with the ramifications of being openly gay in 1990s Kingston. And this brings the otherwise slow-paced story to a dramatic and dangerous conclusion.
Wow, sounds like a pretty heavy topic, Alina. What did you think of it?
Well, I personally enjoyed the writing style. The dialogue is really thick with Jamaican patois, which challenged me to read slower and really hear the characters speak. There are lots of references to Jamaican music, food, folktales, and cultural icons. So it's really a toe dip into Jamaican culture that's sure to leave some readers wanting more. At 222 pages, I think it's a quick read, so it's worth picking up for anyone who's intrigued by the premise. And I kind of feel like I might give it a second read and maybe pick up on some new nuances I didn't pick up on the first time.
Well, fascinating. And I think we definitely have a new word for our vocabulary, brought up sea. I love that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
All right. So are physical copies available?
Yes, we have a physical copy available at Stratford Library in our adult fiction section.
All right, that is our Queer Book of the Month selection for April with the Stratford Perth Pride and the amazing people at Stratford Public Library. And Alina, we're into April now with lots happening, especially for the kids at the library.
Oh, yeah. So spring storytime sessions have sprung, just like the bulbs in the gardens. These are weekly drop-off programs. They're free. They don't require registration. We have baby steps for the little ones on Wednesday mornings, story starters for slightly older children on Thursday mornings, and of course, Whale of a Tale continues for families on Monday evenings.
Sounds great. And everybody loves trivia. We got some trivia get-togethers happening?
Yeah, we've got a kind of a multi-age, it's for tweens, teens, and adults, a movie trivia night. It's happening on April the 10th, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. You can register your team of 2 to 5 friends or family members online. There's going to be trivia, popcorn, snacks, and mocktails, so it's sure to be lots of fun for a variety of ages.
I think so, and it's great to have family trivia nights because those are sometimes a few and far between, so that's great.
Yeah, and then for adults, we've got lots coming up for Earth Day and Poetry Month. I'll direct people to the website for details because there's lots going on. One thing coming up is Earth Day film screening of a film called Fast Fashion that's happening on April 22nd.
Sounds great. As you mentioned, there's so much going on with Stratford Public Library. There's Baby Steps Wednesday morning. Also, Story Starters happening Thursday. We'll share the details again. It's splibrary.ca. Again, it's our Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Perth Pride and Stratford Public Library. Alina, thank you so much for the details and appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
That's great. I think we got everything. thing there?